B-Pod Studios.
It's the Rap Party Podcast.
Is that our new jingle?
Yeah, I thought I could change it.
What's going on?
Hey, you know, we should have some production thing at the beginning of this.
Meow, meow, meow.
Or something. It just kind of just starts with us talking, maybe like a music bed.
Okay.
Here, do the SNL music.
Oh.
Can't do it? No, you can say no.
The box is off. It's a whole
thing.
Yeah,
the box is off.
You can say no.
My dirty box that has all the germs that I got busted.
Which landed you in quarantine today.
You know, what we should do is just put everything on your box and this computer and then...
Yeah, but I don't like that.
Why?
Because it's easier for me to find stuff on my germy box than it is on that computer.
But if you kept using the computer, and you would learn.
Can we at least put some of it on the computer?
Well,
that way,
is.
When you're out, we
there's...
have like our bings and dings and for
yeah,
Campy
that's
Loren.
On here.
You can be like you can. Have...
It didn't sound like a ding.
I'm like that one.
That's me.
As you can tell, we're more amused with people's laughs.
This is all stuff that's in the computer.
Right, but you can have, you know, Manny page 3, Roy page 2. We can have all these different pages, and you just find stuff that way.
All right, you ready to start again?
Yep.
All right, here you go, Roy.
All right, brought to you, coming to you live, it is the Rap Party.
Here's your host, Loren.
Am I supposed to say something?
Yeah, usually when the guy says, here's your host, Loren.
I thought they just show them at that point. Oh. Nobody says anything.
Roy also likes this intro. You like this music.
That's good, too.
What's that from? That's SNL, too, no?
No,
the
that's
end?
Gary Sanders, isn't it?
Oh. That was Jay Leno back in
Jay
the day.
Leno? It's all the talk show music.
Yeah. Anyway.
The
all right, let's talk about what's on everybody's mind today. We found out that I am, quote unquote, the germiest member of the morning show.
Why are you air quoting? Because I'm pretty sure we have hardcore evidence that shows that you are.
Yeah, science says you're the germiest.
Because in all fairness, it's not like Dr. Sam from UNCC who came in. She's a microbiologist, swabbed our tongues or swabbed a part of our body. She took a swab of our work
area. She swabbed
area,
your hand.
My phone and my hand.
And all three were disgusting.
Okay, but I can't help that this keyboard over here is disgusting.
You could.
Yes, you can.
You could use the Lysol that's sitting to your left and clean it.
And quite honestly, everybody's phone and everybody's workspace had some sort of gunk on it. It just happened that mine had more.
Worst. And you can absolutely control what's on your little button box over there because you're the only one that touches your button box.
But what I'm saying
I'm saying is that since you're the only one touching it, that means... that you're the only one putting the germs there, which means you're germy.
Just because I have the germs, it doesn't translate into people being ill and stuff. No, it doesn't. Loren's got strep for sure.
Okay, that's true because I'm the least germiest and I'm always sick. So,
you see what I mean? Like my area is disgusting and there are germs, but what I'm saying is that my germs don't necessarily translate to the flu or the coronavirus.
Well,
it's
I
just
could.
Dirt
could get,
and
you
grime.
You could give me your germs and I could get the coronavirus. So, yeah.
I don't think he can just create the coronavirus out of thin air.
I'm mostly mad that it was me, not because of the germiest and the dirtiest
because
or whatever.
Because I don't feel good. That's why you're mad.
No, not even that. Like, because I wanted to be outside the quarantine tent that we had set up in the studio. Mm-hmm. We had an actual camping tent set up in the studio and the person who was the germiest had to go in. I wanted to watch. Like, I thought it would be hilarious to see Roy or Nicole or Loren in there.
Yeah. Gosh, me getting in there, I'd have fell in. Wouldn't be able to get up. Wouldn't have been able to move well. My knees would have started hurting. I'd have been complaining the whole time.
But, like, I laugh at, like, that's my comedy.
Yeah.
Like, I probably would find that funnier than you two. Like, the fact that you were in there. I wouldn't have been able to do the show.
Hey, I, like, had already written myself off this morning. I was fully prepared mentally to get into that tent.
I'm pretty sure you had an anxiety attack. You
I
were
did.
Getting hot.
I did. And I still have a headache because of it.
Gosh.
So do you think after Dr. Sam came into the studio, and by the way, if you're listening to this, you can go watch the videos and our Insta lives and check out the pictures at the MRL show on Insta. But are you going to change the way you handle items and stuff from now on because of Dr. Sam?
Mm-hmm.
You are?
Yeah. My phone and my keyboard, like to my computer, I never wipe down my laptop and I will wipe it down now and my phone. And quite honestly, I'd really like my son to stop using my phone in the bathroom, but potty training calls. So as soon as that's over, yes.
Roy, describe what was what, like how we found out who the germiest person was.
Well, we had these petri dishes, which are these clear circle things. And what she did is she swabbed and she put the particles that she swabbed in this petri dish. She shoved this petri dish with a chemical, like a little bath, into a heater. So it's like they were in a nice little warm bath for 2 days and to allow it to grow. And then on the petri dish, anything that had the most fungal or bacteria growth would have been visibly evident. And that's how we determined who was the germiest. I saw, by the way,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I laugh at it. It was genuine. It wasn't me making things up or anything, but I thought there was black stuff in mine. It was just the Sharpie with my name on it.
You thought it was the growth?
Yeah, I thought it was like, oh my gosh, I have the plague in mine.
So I'm looking at the picture of the dishes now that have our viruses in it, and like Roy's phone is just speckles, nothing.
Not that.
Your hand was the worst.
Yeah.
To be honest, like be honest with me, Nicole, you're looking. Roy's hand is the middle one. It's grosser than my hand.
You are consistently gross across the board, though.
That is true. Mine, yeah. Like,
you. Let me see your hand.
My hand's on top. Your hand's in the middle.
And I know. I think your hand's in the middle. My hand's on top.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Looks like your hand's worse than my hand.
Well, she made me smear it when we did that. She said, "Drag it."
Well, I dragged mine too.
And then Roy's keyboard was pretty clean. Now, across the board, my phone was disgusting. My hands weren't so bad. And then the keyboard pad, like over here, my sound effects machine, disgusting.
Buddy, I just want you to know from an outside in, it was all bad. But whatever, however you want.
Loren's phone is cleaner than Roy's phone, maybe. Maybe not. Just barely. Probably about the same. Loren's hand wasn't too bad.
We get that photo and posted so people
keyboard wasn't bad.
Look at what you're looking at.
Yeah, it's up at the MRL show.
Okay.
On our story, I believe. And then Nicole's phone was gross. But in all fairness, she only swabbed Nicole's phone.
Yeah.
So.
I do a pretty good job of I didn't always used to be good at washing my hands, but probably like 2 or 3 years ago, I got pretty sick. And the doctor was like, you can, like 90% of everything goes away if you routinely wash your hands. And I took that serious, so now I'm pretty good about washing my hands. So I don't know if my hands would have come up, but my phone is.
I mean, how often do you have to wash your hands in order for that to be true?
I mean, every time. Like I'll always, if I'm doing anything with Finley, mm-hmm. like when I take him on a walk or whatever, I'll wash my hands when I get back in. If I'm cooking, I'll wash my hands, obviously, like before and after whatever I'm fiddling with. If I am cleaning around the house, I'll wash my hands after that.
Wow. Well, you know what's screwed with me is I was reading a study on how much you touch your face, which your face has a lot of orifices where germs can then get into your system. And then I want you to really think about it today. And every time you touch your face, be like, no, don't do it. Like you, Manny's touching his face now. You constantly,
picking my nose.
You constantly want to touch your face.
Yeah.
And I don't know why people want to touch their face, but you constantly are picking at it all day.
Yeah. And I'm disgusting because I used to fiddle with my contacts a lot. So I would literally be like, no matter, like right now, for instance, I think the last time I washed my hands was like early this morning when I went to the restroom. But like I would subconsciously just like play with my contact lens.
Yeah.
And that's disgusting.
Dr. Sam said that the hand sanitizer is okay, but it's the scrubbing of actual soaping your hands, which is the best thing to do. So, I mean, listen, here it is. I'm the germiest one. What do you want from me?
Go clean yourself. That's what I want to watch. I'm going to bring you some Lysol wipes.
What else should we talk about here on the Rap Party podcast today that we didn't get
cooked,
to?
Dude. Let's wrap it up.
Loren had that secret meeting again where she was gone for 20 minutes today.
She's doing a secret podcast. No, she won't talk about it on the air to promote it.
I know what we got to talk about.
Her podcast? What?
No, we got to talk about you. And
you're
because you blocked me on Insta. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I did. Blocked you and Lorraine.
Is it because you don't want germs from me through the social media account?
No, it's because you criticized my social media post. And then whenever you make me happy and we're no longer fighting, I'll unblock you. But until then, you're blocked.
But I'm telling you,
in our office.
Yeah, David is, oh boy, did the thing just crash down on him? The pin board?
He just left, and look at the office. It's, like, all messed up
now.
They're moving the computers.
Yeah, we're moving to a new office, everybody. And David, who is in charge of our IT, he was moving the computers, but it looks like the pin board came off the wall.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like a tornado just went through there.
The reason why you are dealing with blocking people is because you follow too many people.
No.
If you only follow 400 people
here's the thing,
and 200 are your friends.
I follow thousands of people, but the people that I want to see are the ones that show up in my feed. Like, Instagram's pretty good about figuring out what I want.
I agree with that. And if there is something that I'm like, why is this showing up on my timeline? Then I'll just unfollow it.
Yeah.
But
I block you because I don't want you seeing my stuff. And then until you are nice to me and you make up, then I'll unblock you.
All right. Okay.
So if you want to start being nice and doing little things for me around here.
I thought you and I were tight. I thought I was.
No, you were not tight right now.
Why? Because I said that you vague booked last week?
Yeah, it's so critical.
Oh, he's so critical. All right. I think that's a wrap party podcast, everybody. We've got so much behind-the-scenes stuff to do. We're doing this really cool new feature where you're going to be able to play Can't Beat Lorraine, which we do at 7:40 every day. You're going to be able to play that on your Alexa app.
You're giving them an inside look.
Your Dot.
I didn't think we were supposed to release that.
No, we have to come. We have to get all the questions together for that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this isn't even done. It's in development. You're announcing what we're doing.
Right. Well, I'm telling them why we're wrapping up so fast today. Mm-hmm. And then we're doing a TV commercial, so they want concepts for that. Right, Angry Frank? And we just recorded an amazingly crazy War of the Roses that includes penis pictures.
And I saw them.
Roy can't keep his eyes off of them.
And no, they're not Calvin Harris's, which was trending on social media.
Although I didn't find Calvin's that great.
You know what's crazy? Roy, as the gay man on the show, the openly gay man on the show, mm-hmm. never finds any of the boys you think are good-looking, Lorraine.
Calvin Harris's penis seemed pretty thin and weirdly veiny.
That's what I said. It was like unproportional.
No, you need it thicker and less vein. It was way too angry.
Meanwhile,
like, there was a lot of top and not a lot of...
Yeah.
Our gay female producer seemed to love it. So,
excuse me?
You weren't that grossed out by the penis.
I mean, if I see a penis, it's not like I'm like, oh my God, ew, to get it away from me, I can't look at it. But I just looked at it and...
And by the way, I'm the same way. You won't ever find me going, oh my God, get a penis away from me either. However, I'm very critical of them.
Yeah, and that's how you act with the female parts, though.
Oh, I do. I run from those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That's a wrap party, everybody. Hope you enjoyed it. And this
the
is the
boobs doesn't bother me, but the other thing.
Yeah.
Me.
This is the Germiest Man signing off. And remember
Bye.
To wash your hands.
Goodbye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.